general, but also
I think, you know, we're cultivating the right mentality. Three games in, I think we're showing some promise. Three preseason games in, let me retract that statement. I think, again, we've got a lot of things we need to work on, a lot of things we got to clean up. At this point, I finally got to touch the preseason game. Super excited about that one. And really just got to keep pushing. I mean, I think we have a lot of talent in our D-line. I'm excited to see how it shakes out and see, you know, what is the right 53 for this upcoming year.
You guys have been able to get off the field on third down a lot. Hey, is that something you guys obviously?
That's definitely something you stress, and that's something you see us stress in practice. So, I mean, it comes to fruition in the games, and that's what you'd like to see. Again, we still have a lot to clean up. We have some things that we have to communicate on and get on the right page, and hopefully we'll bode well for us in the future.
What does this do for the confidence?
I'm tired of looking up at you 5'5" guys. All right, let's readjust. All right, you said what?
What does this do, being able to pitch shutouts like this and play well defensively?
Again, it's preseason. You take it for what it is. For the confidence, for sure. Like I said, I love the way our DBs are playing. I love the way the linebacker corps is rallied. The communication seems to be getting clearer every game, and that's what you love to hear and like to be able to produce from.
When you were done playing, who stood out to you?
You have a lot of guys who have tremendous talent. I mean, I don't know what the rep count is. Of course, you have Al-Kadim, Muhammad. Of course, you know, Trey. And then, of course, Trey. We got Trey. And then just a lot of guys that always show out. Tap. They'll never let me forget about Tony Two Tap. Daryl Tap is huge. I mean, vocally, he's a veteran that you always you can rely on. And, of course, the way he plays, he gives everything he has every play. And he's, what is he now, year 22? I mean, it's phenomenal the way he's been playing. We talk about beyond the D-line.